Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. They were called a regiment of slaves. In the summer of 1863, after the Battle of Gettysburg, Robert C. Schenck, the military commander of Baltimore, informed President Abraham Lincoln that the city had at least 2,000 free black men who were willing to fight for the Union. White volunteering had dropped off. Colonel William G. Birney was ordered to begin recruiting black troops. Birney was the son of a wealthy New England abolitionist and had no intention of limiting his regiment to the free black clerks, mechanics, shipbuilders, and craftsmen of Baltimore City. To fill his ranks, he put a well-drilled squad and a few musicians on a small steamer and cruised up and down the bay. Wherever he put into shore, the squad drilled, the band played, and slaves made their way to the boat. When his steamer hit Dorchester County, home of Harriet Tubman, 93 slaves enlisted. Birney found more recruits in the slave pens of Baltimore, where Washington-area planters had sent their property for protection. The first 1,000 men were commissioned the 4th United States Colored Infantry. They joined up for any number of reasons. "I will fight as long as a star can be seen, and if it be my lot to be cut down in battle, I do believe that my soul will be forever at rest," said one. Another, who'd been bound out in Harford County since childhood, confessed, "I thought the war would be something like gardening. I found it to be very different from that." In 1864, the regiment joined the Army of the James, under the flamboyant and incompetent General Benjamin F. Butler. They first saw action that summer as Union forces closed in on Richmond and Petersburg. Disease and miniballs thinned their ranks. Soon, the regiment numbered only 400 men. By then, the war in the East had become a series of desperate battles for the Confederate capital. On September 29th, the 4th found itself spearheading an attack on a place called New Market Heights. They would make a bayonet charge across a swamp and a steep ravine, cut their way through two rows of sharpened stakes, and storm a bluff defended by artillery and riflemen from Texas and Arkansas. When the charge was started, our color guard was full, two sergeants carrying the colors and 10 corporals, said Baltimore clerk Christian Fleetwood. But, he added, those rebels knew how to shoot. Men fell as they crossed the marsh and the ravine and threw themselves at the stakes. With hatchets, they worked frantically to cut an opening. Then a bullet shattered the regimental flagstaff and killed the bearer. The charge stalled. Alfred B. Hilton, a farmer from Harford County, 6 feet tall and carrying the national flag, grabbed the falling regimental colors and carried both flags forward until a bullet shattered his leg. Fleetwood and Baltimore fireman Charles Veal seized the colors and charged on. A handful of men made it to the top, only to be blasted to bits. Those who realized they were alone and tried to surrender were shot down. The rebels were not taking black troops prisoner. The regiment retreated, leaving half its number killed or wounded. Fleetwood wrapped the colors around his body to protect them. A second black regiment charged the bluffs and was driven back. But a third charge, rushing through the openings the others had created, broke through and captured the heights. In the larger scope of things, the battle for New Market Heights was not important, except as an incidence of remarkable courage. Of the 4th U.S. Colored Infantry's original 12-man color guard that day, only Alfred Hilton returned alive, and he later died of wounds. Hilton, Charles Veal, and Christian Fleetwood were all awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Think of them the next time you see a color guard. And remember, too, the gallantry of Maryland's Regiment of Slaves.